This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Another important speech last night at the convention in Charlotte came from this former Obama administration official, would-be senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, who is running to take back the Senate seat the late Teddy Kennedy held for decades from Republican Scott Brown. Here's Elizabeth Warren.
People feel like the system is rigged against them. And here's the painful part. They're right. The system is rigged. Look around. Oil companies guzzle down billions in profits. Billionaires pay lower tax rates than their secretaries.
But the Democrat who may hold the most important levers of power in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, the man who may be charged with helping to deliver this Senate seat back to the Democrats, is the man who has Mitt Romney's old job. And Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick delivered his own barn burner speech down in Charlotte earlier this week.
This is the president who delivered the security of affordable health care to every single American in every corner of this country after 90 years of trying. This is the president who brought Osama bin Laden to justice, who ended the war in Iraq and is ending the war in Afghanistan. This is the president who ended Don't Ask, Don't Tell, so that love of country, not love of another, determines fitness for service.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick speaking at the convention on Tuesday night. The governor joins us now from Charlotte. Governor, thanks for being with us.
You bet, John. Thanks for having me.
So are you something like Lyndon Johnson, a powerful statewide official in Texas who had to deliver that state for JFK back in 1960? You're not on the ticket, but do you have to deliver Elizabeth Warren to the Senate for Barack Obama on some level?
I don't think it works like that anymore. I think now the candidate's got to do it for him or herself, and she's doing a wonderful, wonderful job. She's a compelling candidate. She's very engaging. She has a really beautiful personal story, which is very much the story of the American dream. And she's building an really just breathtaking ground game, a grassroots organization, which is something I believe very much in and have encouraged her to do.
But she's behind in the polls, and the story in Massachusetts is an interesting story for the nation as a whole. Certainly Massachusetts will be in Obama's corner in November. That's not a surprise. But the sense of the independents and the people who are sort of nonpartisan, they seem to be supporting Scott Brown at this point. And the question for Barack Obama is, will those people either stay away from the polls or slip to Mitt Romney in November?
Well, John, first of all, we're not as conventionally a Democratic state as people sometimes think of us. There are more unenrolled independents in Massachusetts than there are registered Republicans and registered Democrats combined. We've had 16 years of Republican governors before I took office in 2007. We're a discerning population. Senator Brown is a very, very compelling candidate. He's not such a great senator in terms of being reliably in the corner of the people of Massachusetts, but he's a great candidate. And we knew all along this was going to be a competitive race. I don't think the polls right now matter so much, and that's just a personal view that polls don't count so much until the very end. And indeed, the poll that matters the most is the one the people cast on Election Day.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the legacy of Mitt Romney in your state, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. In many ways, the expectation is that Romney will run away from his health care policy in the state of Massachusetts. You're actually on the implementation end of that policy, adding some elements of your own. What do you think of the Romney legacy there in Massachusetts and his notion of running away from it?
Well, first of all, his overall record was one that reflects someone, as I said the other night, more interested in having the job of governor of Massachusetts than actually doing the job. He wasn't a very engaged governor. He did not reform government. He was not very strong in job creation. We were 47th in the nation in relatively good economic times. He cut education. He did one profoundly important thing, and that's the one you mentioned, and that's the health care reform bill, which took effect the day I took office. We have over 98% of our residents insured today, 99.8% of children, John. I don't think there's another state in America that can touch that. 90% of people have a primary care physician and have seen that physician in the last four out of five of them have seen that physician in the last 12 months or so. The expansion itself added 1% to state spending, so it has not been the budget buster you sometimes read about from people who are trying to tear it down. And it's very, very popular, by the way. More businesses are offering insurance to their employees. We're way over the national average. I think that's 67%. We're at or close to 80%. It polls, 60-70% popular at home. And here's the thing that really blows my mind. The Affordable Care Act polls at home in Massachusetts about 50-50, and yet they're the same thing. Tells you a lot about the marketing that needs to be done, if you will, on the national level.
Well, and that's the question. I mean, are you part of the team that's going to have to deliver that message more effectively than whoever in the White House is charged with doing it so far? And certainly there's a stiff wind of the Republicans on Obamacare.
Well, it's a great opportunity, actually, this campaign, and indeed the Supreme Court's decision in June, to reintroduce the Affordable Care Act to the American people and how much good it does for people, for families, for small and large businesses, for small governments and large governments alike. I mean, the fact that folks will have access to affordable insurance, that they won't have the risk of going bankrupt if they could become very sick, that they have access to affordable preventive care and wellness, that Medicare has been strengthened, that seniors can afford their medications, that you can't be thrown off your insurance if you reach some sort of lifetime limit. The sort of story that was told the other day at the convention by that beautiful family and young girl who was born with a congenital heart condition. I mean, and telling those stories in human terms, I think, has been enormously important at home and will be nationally as well. And I look forward to being a part of that.
The governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick, thanks so much.
Hey, John, thanks for having me.